Good morning. Welcome into our program for today. We do have the Executive Director of the Waynesville St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce with us, Cecilia Murray. Good morning to you, Cecilia.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm back from vacation.
I know. We missed you.
Nah, I don't think so.
We did. We really did. I even tried to come in and have an interview with you, and you weren't here.
Month of July is here. I can't believe it. June, well, even May went by so rapidly. These months are going by very quickly. July is here, so we're going to take a look at July events for the Chamber.
Yes, we have two events in July, and of course our monthly luncheon will be on July the 8th, 11:45, and we will be at the Point Steakhouse, and this is our first opportunity to go there since they joined the Chamber, so we're looking forward to that wonderful event. Our sponsor is Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, and everyone needs to RSVP by July the 7th at 9 a.m.
All right, so that's something for the membership to look forward to. We have new members this month, don't we?
We have a lot of new members this month. And actually, it's 2 months because I wasn't able to come in. So we're a little behind. So let me welcome CD Bottling, Total R&R Massage Therapy, David Kingston, Military Jeepers, Fort Leonard Wood Chapter, Trimble Team, Keller Williams, Fort Wood Investments, Natural Healing Massage Therapy, The Valley Woods Ball Course, Southern Spice Cafe, and Columns 4.
Now, some of these are new businesses in the area, and some of them have been around for a while, right?
Yes, that's correct. And then we have a nonprofit in there and an individual member. So we have a good representation of what our membership is.
Kind of shows the vitality of the area and the fact that even though we hear that the national economy is kind of creaking along, things are really vital here, and we have basically most and will have eventually within a short period of time all the 5th engineers back.
Yes, and we are very excited and want to welcome all of the 5th engineers back home. It's great to have them back, and we're looking forward to having the rest of them return.
So let's take a look also then with the upcoming events. Of course, you mentioned the fact that we're going to have the monthly dinner.
Right. And then
luncheon, I should say.
Yeah, monthly luncheon.
Right.
And then, of course, we have to have our membership social, which is our annual meeting. And we used to do it in June, and we just found that a lot of people were on vacation, and it was a bad time right after school let out. So we decided to try it in July this year. So it's going to be on July the 17th at 6 p.m. at the St. Robert Community Center. And our sponsor is Citizens Mortgage Company, as they sponsor every year. And we're going to have Celebrations Catering providing the food. So that's also a new member that will have the opportunity to come in. Now, our theme this year is Mardi Gras. So we will have Mardi Gras food and decorations, and we're going to have some jazz band entertainment. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're encouraging everyone to come out in their best Mardi Gras outfit and come out for a great dinner. As most people know, we changed how we do our board elections. So the evening will have very little business, and it's going to be a whole lot of networking and just fun. We hope people stay and dance and have a good time.
So actually, what is the cost of that then?
It is $15 per person, and we ask that reservations be made by July the 15th.
And did you say where it was going to be held?
At the St. Robert Community Center.
Okay, that's right.
At 6 p.m.
So it should be a really good attendance. Not
yes.
Saying that people do not like meetings or to do business or anything like that. But the theme on fun actually
right.
Should attract a lot of people then.
Yes, and we really do hope a lot of people come out to this social. This will be Steve Lynch's farewell event as our board president. He will be staying on the board through his term, but he will no longer be the chamber president, and so we want to have everybody come out. He has given 3 years of his time and volunteered, attended almost every event we've done, ribbon cuttings and Fort Leonard Wood events. We're very appreciative of Steve and all the time that he's given, and appreciate his family for allowing him to have that time with us. And he will hand over the reins to Mike Dunbar.
All right, that was what I was going to ask you. I did hear who the new president was going to be, but I didn't know if the election had formally been held yet or not.
Yes, he will be the board president actually starting July. So he it'll be an official handover on July the 17th at the social. And we're excited to have Mike as our new president. He'll be president for the next year.
Has he been president before? I know before Steve Lynch, I think it was David Lowe. But and I
actually it was Bob Chapman before
okay,
Steve,
that's right,
and
that's
then
right.
It was David Lowe.
Okay.
Mike has served on the board previously, but has not been board president.
All right. Maybe I'm thinking about the Committee of 50. Where
right, he has been at the Committee of 50. Yes.
All right. So experience in that kind of role, then.
Most definitely, and he's been on the board, and we're excited to have him serve as our president. Even though we're sad to say goodbye to Steve, we're welcoming new ideas and new changes to the chamber with his presidency.
So a Mardi Gras theme, then.
Mardi Gras theme.
What kind of clothing would that mean?
Oh, you know, I'm going to wear a dress, but it's going to be green. And, you know, the color is, for Mardi Gras, green, purple, and gold.
Oh,
so,
it is? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so you need to do some studying on a Mardi Gras. There's a lot of history on Mardi Gras, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So, great food and entertainment. So we're hoping everyone comes out and celebrates with us.
Can you tell us who the jazz band is?
That's going to be a surprise.
Okay, going to be a surprise.
We're going to keep that a surprise. But
okay.
we do have a jazz band that will be performing live.
All right, that'll be great then. And the date again is?
July the 17th, St. Robert Community Center at 6 p.m. So
and
be sure to register.
$15 per person. Register
yes.
By, again?
July the 15th.
All right.
So that's our two events that we have for July. And then we're starting to prepare for our Operation Workforce Job Fair, which is our regional job fair that we do with the Rolla and Lebanon Chamber of Commerce's. And that's going to be on Thursday, August 13th at the St. Robert Community Center from 10 to 2 p.m. And we are accepting registrations from chamber members to register to have a booth. I know that you guys are always there looking for talent, and we hope to see you again. It is free for chamber members to have a booth there. This is part of the benefit of being a member. And then Rolla and Lebanon also bring their local businesses. And we hope everyone looking for a job at Fort Leonard Wood or in our communities go on and marks down August the 13th for our job fair.
There are job fairs from time to time at Fort Wood and then also out of this area. This is the chamber-sponsored one, and for those people who are looking for jobs, I know that a person really has to put that application in many places and to go to quite a number of job fairs before he or she actually gets matched up with something that they want. So that would be a real good reason for coming here, even if they've attended, say, the ones out at Fort Wood.
Right, because a lot of what we have will be different than what Fort Leonard Wood has as well. Some will be the same, but we have a lot more from Rolla and the Lebanon communities that are hiring, as well as our local community. And it's a great, we recommend that you come dressed for an interview, because we do have interview rooms set up, and so you never know if someone is going to interview you on the spot. We recommend that you brush off that resume, make sure that you get that looking really good and ready to hand out, because everyone's going to want your resume as you walk through.
I'm usually the representative for the station, and I've been there and been people who've been interviewed, as you say, right on the spot.
Yes.
And even have heard, you know, comments like, well, we're going to, we'll see you Monday or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, we've had a lot of people hired from our job fairs. And so I really recommend that people come to this as if they're going to their first day at work. You want to come dressed appropriately, have your resume, and be ready for an interview.
Now, I see also in the past, there are military people who are leaving the service who come to this. Also, civilians are invited.
Yes.
And then military spouses. seem to make up a large part, too, of those who turn out.
Yes, I think a lot of them are military spouses, especially by having it in August. We have a lot of people that have just moved to the community over the summer, and this is a great way for them to get familiar with what job opportunities we have.
And it'd be great for spouses of people from the Fighting Fifth who've returned.
Correct.
I think some of them are probably out of the area until the military member actually is back at Fort Wood for a little bit, then they'll get a housing, and then the whole family moves back up here, I guess.
Right, and this is a great, you know, it gives them an opportunity to go on their leave and have family time and find a place to live, and then after that, they're get the kids in school, and they'll be ready for employment, and it's perfect timing for August the 13th.
Well, it's a way away for people who would be applying, but just generally, I guess even this early, we can give advice to have resume ready.
Yes.
No pre-registration at all for that?
No, it is. The businesses need to register with us, but it is open to the general public. So anyone can come through and walk through. There's no charge for that at all. It's open to the public.
So how do you go about recruiting businesses who are looking for people to recruit?
Well, they need to be a chamber member to participate. This is free for our chamber members. It's a part of their benefits. So if you're not a chamber member, we would encourage you to become a chamber member so that this is one of the benefits that you would receive.
How does a person become a chamber member then?
Well, as I've said, our year does not fall on a calendar year. So our year starts August the 1st. So if someone wants to participate in the job fair, it's perfect timing to join August the 1st and get a full year's worth of benefits along with that being able to come to the job fair. We have an application at the office that anybody can stop by and fill out and join, or give us a call and we'll deliver it to them.
All right. Anything else this month?
Well, we have the social networks. I wanted to just mention that we have a Facebook, we have MySpace, and we have LinkedIn. So anyone out there that wants to be a friend or connect with the chamber, they just can find us by searching for the Waynesville St. Robert Chamber, and we'd love to have them get up. This is a way for us to provide updates. We put pictures from our events as well as some videos. So you need to go on there, Gary. We've got some videos from our open house that we did and our ribbon cutting and from the Taste of Pulaski County. So come out and see what the chamber's been up to.
Now, I know that you're very computer savvy and all that, technical savvy. Why is this so important, and why do we hear more and more about social networking these
days? You know, it's a great way to keep people informed of what's going on and connecting people. We've actually gained members from our social networks. And, you know, they may have thought about joining the chamber, but then as they're seeing what's going on, it's become more accessible and they see the benefit of it. And it's a great way to communicate. And we find that the younger generation, this is how we need to capture them, because they're all on Facebook, they're all on MySpace, and we need to make sure that they become involved in the community. So the social network is definitely the way to go. We don't have a Twitter, and I don't think we're going to do Twitter right now. We have a lot to keep up with, but we also, on top of that, have our own social network that is just for chamber members. So as a member, you can join the chamber social network, and you get membership information and what's going on for members and benefits that are happening. So that's a little more private information than what we put out to the general public.
The office is located where?
We are in the Visitor Center on St. Robert Boulevard beside Ruby Tuesdays and Bank of Crocker. And we are in the lower level, so you need to pull around the back of the building in Suite B.
Do you have any of those cookbooks left?
I do have some cookbooks left and shopping bags. And we have some hats that say Fort Leonard Wood, Waynesville, and St. Robert. So we have several merchandise that people can come by and check out for purchase.
So three of them there, Waynesville, St. Robert, Fort Wood. That's a hat trick.
Yes, it is a hat trick. You have to come and check it out.
336-5121, phone number to call.
Yes.
Anything else? We have maybe about a minute left.
Don't forget, if you have not purchased your brick for the memorial, you need to do that right away. We're down to 68 bricks left, and the deadline is July the 15th. So this is your last chance to get a brick.
Something in my mind tells me $50?
It is $50 for a brick,
all
yes.
Right. So we've discussed that before. Again, 336-5121. And you can have an engraving in someone's name. Is there only a limited number of letters?
There is. There's 3 lines per brick with 12 characters per line. So there is limitations on, you know, how much we can fit on the brick.
And what a fitting memorial to someone who has served this country, whether he or she is still alive. But what a tremendous memorial to have their name on a memorial brick inside the Veterans Cemetery.
That's correct.
Under construction even as we're speaking here.
Yes, and this, I want to make sure people know that this is the final opportunity for the dedications of the bricks, because once we send this to the printer after July the 15th, that's it. There will be no more additions to the memorial. We have 500 bricks total, and that's the only thing that will be there. So I think people think it's going to be there next year, and it's not. They need to get it now.
There won't be any other brick in the wall after.
Nope, that's it.
This July, then. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Cecilia Murray is Executive Director of the Waynesville-St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce.